Welcome to this week's installment of the 4040 Project, visiting 40 Missouri towns to celebrate the 40th anniversary of KBIA. I'm Abby Clamen. When the city of Lynn celebrated its centennial anniversary last year, all eyes were on the past. The city honored its most historic locations, from the mayor's house, the city's oldest continuous home, to the Thriftway grocery store originally established 50 years ago. But for lifelong Lynn residents like Roberta Swanky and Mary Lou Schulte, preserving the city's stories and treasures is a year-round effort.
The legend goes, in my family at least, that when a person dies, you should split their pillow open and empty all the feathers out of their pillow, which is probably a good idea, you know. But in the pillow, you will find oftentimes these feather crowns. The feather crown, to me, it looks like the lady's hairstyle when you put it in a bun on top of your head. It's wound around and around. The feathers are very tightly packed. And if you find a feather crown in the pillow, that's a sign that the person who died was a good person and has gone directly to heaven. There are actually two of these in here. These belong to my great-grandmother and my great-grandfather, John and Mary Wright. The daughter of John and Mary Wright saved these. She was a great one for old stories and old legends, too. I'm Roberta Swanky, and I'm a docent at the Zewicki House Museum, which is run by the Osage County Historical Society in Lynn, Missouri.
This house was designed and built by Dr. E.T. Zewicki, who was a local dentist, and he was married to a woman named Amy. They were married in 1894 and built the house in 1895. When the last one who lived here, his name was Woody Zewicki, and when he died, the three heirs decided that they could not handle taking care of the house, and they wanted the house preserved. So they offered it to the Historical Society if we would use it as a museum. And that's the story of how it all got started.
I'm Mary Lou Schulte. I also work at the Osage County Historical Society, the editor of the newsletter, and the office manager.
My grandparents, both sets of them, lived here in town, and my parents lived here in town, so I grew up here. My father had a drugstore. It was the old-fashioned drugstore with a soda fountain. They had a pinball machine. They had a jukebox. We made all kinds of ice cream products, sundaes and malted milks and cherry cokes made from scratch. So I had quite a charmed childhood. It used to be a very close-knit town. Now we have more and more new people coming in. That's good, but I don't feel the same protection. The town always seemed to be protective of the children and everything. And so now it's a bigger town, but that's good too, because you don't want to stagnate.
I think it's important that we remember these things and that young people learn to remember and pass on to their children also. The people that lived in this house and the people that lived in that age are all gone now, and the tradition of oral storytelling is fast disappearing. Someday this will be history.